Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, and we're learning Klal Mem. And we started Simon Bays, and we spoke about the issue of how far on the hand the person has to wash, how much of the hand requires washing. The next point that the Chayyadam said in the first line was it has to be bebasachas. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuv Samuel Bays talks about this idea of a person, let's say, washing part of the hand, and then he didn't cover the full hand or the full part of the area which has to be washed with the first pouring. And he wants to go and pour water on the other part of the hand. So he's doing the tila in two parts. So the halacha is, and the tila cannot be done in two parts. And the tila chatzoy. The tila has to be done in one unit. Then he says, let's say a person poured on one part of the hand, and he did not cover the whole area which has to be washed. And then he poured on the other part of the hands, and he covered the part which has to be washed. But the first part is still wet. So that's considered one netilah. For that, for according to Shulchan Aruch, that is sufficient. The Achronim are machmer and say a person should not do that. A person has to wash basachas. Now the question is, how do we define basachas? So there's two scenarios. So if a person has a large kli to pour from, like our average washing cup that we use, a person can pour out one big pouring and it'll cover all of the parts of the hand. And as I said, we'll talk about making sure that every part of the hand is touched by the water as he's pouring. Let's say the opening of the keli is smaller and it's hard to get a very large flow at one time, but it'll be one continuous flow without any interruption. And as he's doing this one continuous flow without any interruption, he pours all over the every part of the hand. So he's not getting all of the hand with basachas, but it's one continuous flow, and that is kosher as well. The Magen Avraham is machmer on that, and he's saying that is kosher as well. The Chayyadam is going to say that, that according to the Magen Avraham, that's a problem. And the Chayyadam says that a person should not do so, but the Taz says it's acceptable. We'll see more about that as in the language of the Chayyadam. Then there's a third scenario where there's actually going to be a slight pause. For example, we discussed the idea of if you have a keli, you don't have the keli to wash from, but you have a large keli which has a spigot, it has a faucet, so you can open the faucet and the water which comes out at that first flow is considered as if you pouring from a kli. So that's very difficult to get the whole hand in that first pouring. So you're going to have to open and close each time, like we spoke about, to make sure that the water is coming from Kayach Gavra. The first flow of water, the first rush of water, is called Kayach Gavra, and not what comes afterwards. Okay, so that means you're going to have to open and close multiple times. So there's going to be a slight pause in between. So that's worse than the scenario where it's a continuous flow, but it's a slight pause in between. So Mr. Burr says, in that case, if a person has an option of doing a washing from a clean where you do not have to interrupt, you should do so. But in the case of the bidyavid, you don't have another option. That's as long as there's not a large, long pause in between, that's all considered one mice of washing. Now let's see the lashon of the Chayyadam. V'chein ein litol yodav mikli shepiv tzar, shein amayim yordim basachas. So this is the Magen Avraham. Taz kotzev b'sev katan hey, the chol zman shein poisek milozuv, mikri shvicha achas, al pi shein abo b'basachas. So the Taz clarifies, as long as there's no interruption, even if it's pouring slowly, it's small amount that's coming out, but it's a continuous flow. And based on that continuous flow, you move your hand, the water all over the areas of your hand. So it's not one large rush of water all over the hand, but it's going to be section by section, but there's never an interruption in the process. That's acceptable. And the only case that Magen Avraham is having a problem with that's problematic is a case where there's an actual interruption in between. And we pointed out from the Mishnah Berurah that even if it's a case of interruption, if it's a very short pause, that's also acceptable if you have no other option. So that's the in general, the person's washing from regular kli, person should be just be careful that he's washing, gets everything b'basachas. Now this is all talking about Mayim Rishonim. The Mayim Shniyim, which we pour a second time, that is not problematic if a person does it in two pourings. So a person fills up the cup and he pours water on his hands and he gets the whole b'basachas and he wants to do a second pouring. He realizes he only has a little bit left. So he could pour on part of the hand and then refill and pour the other part of the hand. And that'll be acceptable. Have a good day.